Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Sanhedrin, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Hanoisein Mizaroi la Moilach, someone who gives one of his children to Moilach. The way this worked was, priests used to light a fire in front of the statue, and a father would hand his child over to these galachim, and they would return the child to the father. The father would then pass the child over the fire from one side to the other without burning him. And so the Rambam explains it. Zakta Mishnah Hanoisen Mizad el Moilach, someone who gives over his child to Moilach, meaning he gives the child over to the priests, Einoi Chayiv, he's not Chayiv, at Sheyimser la Moilach v'yavre beish. Unless, after handing the child over to the Galachim, he does the next thing when they give the child back, and he passes the child through the space over the fire. Masar, if he gave over the child to the Galachim, but v'loy hever be'esh, he didn't pass him through the space over the fire, or hever be'esh, he passed the child through the space over the fire, but v'loy masar l'moylach, he didn't give him over to the Galachim. Ein echayiv is not chayiv, at sheyimser l'moylach v'yavre be'esh, until he does both. The Batanura shows us how the Gemara dashes this from Sukkim. Now the next on the list that we learned in Mishnah Dalid was Baal Oiv, someone who practices Oiv or Yadoini. Baal Oiv, Ze Pisan. This is a person who takes a skull, burns ketores for it, then asks it questions about what's going to be, and it answers. Hamedaber Mishechyoi. So some say this is one thing. The Machashev takes the skull of the mess, he's Makter ketores, says his kishuf words, until you hear a voice coming from the Mechashev's armpit. Some say it's two separate things. There's Pisaim, where the skull answers, and then there's Medaber Mishechyai. In other words, this isn't an explanation of Pisaim, rather we read the Mishnah, what's HaMedaber Mishechyai? Or he does a kind of kishuf, where he gets answers through his own armpit. The Yadoini, Zemedaber Bepiv. This is someone who puts a bone from an animal called Yadua in his mouth. The Batanur explains that the Tzura of this Chaya is Kitzuras Odom Befenel. It must be very frightening. It has the face of a person and hands and legs, but it's not a human. It's a Chaya. It's connected through its stomach with a string that comes out of its stomach to a Shoyrish that is connected to the ground. And if you want to capture this, they shoot arrows at this string that connects it. And once it disconnects, the animal dies. And if someone takes a bone from this animal and puts it in his mouth, the bone speaks from his mouth. So the Mishnah Rielu B'Skila, these are Chiyuvei Skila, V'Hanishal Behem, someone who doesn't actually do the process of these things, but he asks them a question about the future. He wants to get out, knew what's going to be tomorrow. He wants to use these methods of kishif to find out, to be an oibrachachim, and find out ahead of himself what's going to be. So he's over a lav, but that's not a chiyuv misa. Initial bem is behazara. He's warned not to do it, but the chiyuv misa is for one who actually does these things. Now what's interesting is that the Gemara explains that the avoida to Moilach isn't mamish avoida zara, but it's chukas hagoyim, but the Torah was machmir in its punishment to say that one is chayiv skila if he does this. And again, what does doing it mean? It means that he gives over one of his children, whether it's a son or a daughter, or even one of his grandchildren, to the priests of the Moilach. They return the child afterwards, and the father passes the child through a space over the fire without hurting the child, according to the Rambam. We learned the Mishnah according to the Rambam. According to the Ramban, the Ikar of Avodas HaMoilach was to pass the child many times over the fire until the child Hakab died. But the Chiyuv Misa, even according to the Ramban, is the first time you pass the child over the fire, even though he's still alive then. Then the Mishnah explained the next on the list of Chiyuvei Skila, Baal Oiv, that's Pisaim. That's where this Mechashev takes the skull of a mace, he's Makdir, Ketores in front of it. And then you hear like a voice coming out of the armpit of this Mechashev. He answers questions. Yadoini is a medaber bepiv, He takes the bone of a chaya or an oif that's called yedua and puts it into his mouth. He's also makdik tyrus, incidentally, and does all sorts of strange things till the bone in his mouth begins to speak the future. So for these things, there's a chiyuv skila. Of course, if you did a b'mezid, and there's edim and asra. But someone who just is asking the questions but doesn't do this avoida, the process, he's just over a laugh.